The Apostle Paul has survived a 14-day hurricane aboard an Alexandrian grain ship. And now they have beached the ship. It is breaking apart. Paul and 275 other people make it to the shore. The Maltese Islanders see them, have compassion on them, create a bonfire to try to warm them up because it is October. And as Paul is helping the others grab brush to keep the fire going, as he throws his brush onto the pile, a snake comes out and fastens itself to his hand. A venomous snake. Well, this is what Luke tells us in Acts chapter 28, verse 5. He says, "But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects." Well, the people are not quite sure what to make of this. At first, they're standing around waiting on Paul to die. They obviously know that this is a venomous snake. They've seen it before. Now, friends, that pretty much eliminates any liberal theology that says it probably wasn't really a venomous snake. If the locals are expecting that snake poison to travel to Paul's heart and kill him, it isn't a garter snake, is it? But Paul just shakes the snake off into the fire. Minutes, perhaps hours go by and nothing happens to him. Well, what are the islanders to make of that? I mean, this is a first in the annals of Maltese snake bites, so look at what Luke tells us. Seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and they said that he was a god. What a huge swing in public opinion. First, they assume Paul is a murderer being punished by a goddess called Justice. Now they believe that Paul himself must be some kind of a god. After all, viper bites are fatal for humans, but perhaps not for gods. Here's what F.F. Bruce takes from this sudden change in public opinion. He writes, "It's not difficult to detect Luke's quiet humor in this account of their sudden change of mind. We may compare and contrast his description of the change of mind among the native populace of Lystra, who at first greeted Paul and Barnabas as gods and then nearly stoned Paul to death." Well, that brings me back to an earlier discussion, the favor of God. Now, friends, if that was, as Luke reports, a venomous snake, why didn't Paul swell up and drop over dead? Evidently, people who lived on the island had done exactly that. For that matter, why does God bring Paul through a horrible, life-threatening storm only to allow him to be bitten by a dangerous snake? I mean, hasn't he been through enough already? How many times have people asked that question? And how many times have we heard this verse quoted from Isaiah 55? "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." This is one of those times in Paul's life. Certainly the God who lives in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time knew that viper was going to come out of that fire and sink his little fangs into Paul's hand. Okay, I've gotten this far. So let me venture another insight. If it had been anyone else, they probably would have died. There's only one person from that doomed grain ship that has an ironclad promise from Christ himself, and here's what he said. "You must appear before Caesar in Rome." You see, sometimes God's sovereignty just plain overrules anything else. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.